This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Qala al-musannif rahimahullah ta'ala fi kitabihi Riyad al-Salihin fi babi fadli dhikri wal hathu alayhi. An Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala ukhbiruka bi ahabbi al-kalami ila Allah inna ahabba al-kalami ila Allah subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Abu Dharr narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I tell you the expression that is most loved by Allah?" He said, "It is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi," which translates to mean, "Allah is free from imperfections, and His is the praise." In actuality, there's really no sufficient translation for this. We can say it's an interpretation or meaning. But really, when we say translation of Arabic, that even needs to be challenged in many occasions when wanting to get an idea from Arabic to the native language of English, particularly. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ala ukhbiruka bi ahabbil kalami ila Allah?" Shall I not tell you of the most beloved speech or statement to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is a question where the Prophet ﷺ is asking the yashud al-intibah, is really to get your attention to where you will obviously ask, what? What is it? But then the Prophet ﷺ also uses the superlative form to say, ahabb al-kalam. So in the most beloved speech to Allah. But this, again, with Arabic, it is an expression to show the virtue of something. It doesn't mean that this is the only thing that is most beloved to Allah. Because there are other hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, the most beloved actions, ahabbal a'mali ila Allah adwamuha wa inqal, for example. It doesn't mean that that is the only thing that is beloved to Allah, but it's showing the virtue of it, that it is very lofty statement or practice. So he says after that, inna ahabbal kalam ila Allah, verily the most beloved speech to Allah is subhanallah bihamdihi. So let's break down subhanallah. Subhanallah can mean glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if we look at subhan, it means ib'ad. It means ib'ad, to distance something from something else. So when we say subhanallah, it is as though we are distancing within our hearts, within our belief, which is expressed through our tongue. And this is important. We're saying Allah is far from any of His creation, and the scholars call this tanzih. Is to separate Allah, meaning Allah and His attributes, from His creation. Right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that He is and what He possesses, is not like His creation. So when we say subhanallah, when we see anything that is magnificent, from the sunnahs, when you see anything glorify, anything that is magnificent, you say subhanallah. Right? What was said when Allah mentioned that, more than once in the Quran, when they said that Allah has taken a child, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَ. What did Isa respond when Allah asked Isa, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ إِلَى النَّاسِ تَخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. This last page of Surah Al-Ma'idah, I love to recite this to Christians that want to know about Islam and our belief in Jesus, because many of them believe that we don't love Jesus or we don't believe in Jesus. I recite this last page to them. When Allah asked Isa, O Isa, Jesus, did you say, take your mother and me as two gods besides Allah? Allah is asking Jesus, did you say this? And what's Jesus' response? Qala subhanak. Subhanak. Glory to you. Meaning that you are far from any imperfection to be associated with creation such as me and my mother. Right? Because he attributed ilah to creation. Allah is asking him, did you attribute godliness to the creation of God? And he's saying, subhanak. All in this, it's an example that, I am free from that statement, but more importantly, I'm free from that belief. So when we say subhanallah, it in actuality is a statement of our creed as Muslims. That Allah is far from any of His creation, whether it is love, for example. Allah's love is not like our love. Our love is couched in emotion. We can lose love for someone, because of actions that emanate from them consistently, or something that is, you know, one form of oppression, we can lose love for them. And that emotion of hate can lead us to do something detrimental to that person or even to ourselves. We can love someone beyond the bounds to where that love causes us to do something detrimental to them and detrimental to ourselves. I'll give you an example. How can the love of your child go beyond the bounds? If you sacrifice yourself for your child. I'll give you an example. Right here I have Ibu. Right, my son Ibu. Omar, what are you going to say, Omar? Quick. You going to say something? What? Okay, answer. Yes. Oh, no, that's a praiseworthy sacrifice, Sheikh. If you got kidnapped, man, my life is on the line. That's no problem.
No, if the kid got kidnapped, wait.
Think about it. Take your time.
Okay.
You're on camera, though. It's okay. Sorry.
So if you're sleeping, and then your kid, and then a random person with a weapon breaks into the house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He says, either he dies or you die.
Okay. So in this situation, me sacrificing my life for this child is praiseworthy. This is good. But this example, for example, like this morning, waking you up for Fajr. If I say to myself, no, I love them too much. They're too young. It's going to mess up their circadian rhythms and their REMs of their sleep. Fajr is too early. And I'm doing that out of love. That love can be detrimental to them in the near future. Why? Because I'm raising them upon a value system that could possibly be, let's say, I'm raising them on a value system that is mixed in priorities. Even though you're 10 years old, it is important to raise you on those values to show you what is more important than sleep. And where do we hear what's more important than sleep? When do we hear this? As-salatu. Khayrun min an-nawm. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. How many times do we hear them? Khallihu saghir, leave him, he's lonely. No. You have to raise him. You know, you feel sad that he's waking up. No, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, the one that put him to sleep and the one that raises him. So making the effort to wake them up out of love of Allah that has given you the child. This is what we talk about. The love can go beyond the bounds. We don't think of this example. We think of the gender, opposite gender, loving one another. And this type of love is the essence of shirk. The essence of polytheism is love of the creation of Allah at the level of or other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the essence of shirk. And this is one claim that a lot of Christians make to Muslims. You don't truly love Jesus. You don't truly love Jesus. You say, how do we not love Jesus? You do not say that he's the son of God, or you don't say he's God. No, we say, out of love of Jesus, we say that he is a prophet that Allah has chosen. So this is when we talk about the names and attributes of Allah, love being one of them. Allah's love is not like our love. And all of the other attributes of Allah, mercy, for example. What is happening around the world right now, wallahi, it's hard to fathom and understand, but it's a manifestation of Allah's mercy on all of his creation. Right? On all of his creation. But it's in different ways, at different levels, and that goes again to another name and attribute of Allah, which is knowledge. So if we go upon every name and attribute, it is not like that of the creation, because the creation is founded on limits. And Allah is without any limits in his essence, subhanah. So that's what we say, subhanallah. Just remember, when you say subhanallah, it's glory to Allah. Remember that he is nothing like his creation. When you see something that puts you in awe, remind yourself that the one that created it is greater than that. And you say, subhanallah. Right? Allah is greater than that. And then, wabihamdihi. And this is a result. When we think of that name or attribute that we say, subhanallah, you see a great mountain, the Grand Canyon, your new child, you think of Al-Khaliq. How can Allah create something like this? This is amazing. And because of that characteristic of creation, he deserves what? Praise. Something is praiseworthy because of their qualities that they possess. Right? If they possess a quality that is good, that is commendable, that is liked, that is helpful. You praise them on that. So Allah, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, He's praised for all of His qualities without exception. So when we say Subhanallah, we think of all of His names and attributes, and they're not like any of His creation. Because of that existence and those qualities, He deserves all praise. All greatness, all perfection, He deserves all praise. So that is the process when we say that. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said it's one of the most beloved statements to Allah, because it's very comprehensive in regards to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Muslim can say this at any time, except the places where it is not permissible to say the name of Allah. And for instance, the bathroom is not permissible. It's not recommended to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in places that are not praiseworthy. It is not praiseworthy to use the name of Allah in anything that is mustahan, that is something that is belittled, like on a doormat. You don't take the Quran in the bathroom, you know, because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. So that is a beautiful statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala ukhbiruka bi ahab kalami Allah, shall not tell you the greatest speech that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and it is glory to Allah, and He is worthy of praise. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that praise Him and that glorify Him, sirran in secret and in open, ya Rabbil Alameen, ya Hayyu ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, aslih lana shu'unana kullah, wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfata'in. Ya Rabbil Alameen, aghfir lana min dhunubina, wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina, wa tawaffana ma'al amrar. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Qur'an, الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين يا نصير انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة يا رب العالمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.